The chairman of the Finance Committee of Parliament, James Kluchia-Vergie, has described as false suggestions that about $600 million of the oil revenue cannot be accounted for. According to Mr. Vergie, who is also MP for Ketu North, the use of every peso of the oil revenue is governed by law, and therefore it is difficult, if not impossible, for anyone to misappropriate any money. Mr. Vergie was speaking to Radio Ghana at the opening of the 6th Africa Regional Extractive Industry Knowledge Hub, organized by the National Resource Governance Institute and the GIZ. The two-week course is focusing on the governance of oil, gas and mining revenues. Bubu Klinogo reports.
Research indicates that 10% of the annual output of sub-Saharan African countries and 50% of their exports come from natural resources. According to the IMF, natural resources are a major export in about 20 of the 45 countries in the region. Africa's natural resources have been seen as a curse rather than a blessing. To many, natural resource management in Africa has often been shrouded in secrecy and subject to corruption, nepotism and cronyism. It is against this background that Ghana has put in place a petroleum revenue management law. Apart from regulating the use of the oil revenue, the law also establishes a public interest and accountability committee with the task of monitoring and reporting on the use of Ghana's oil revenues. Despite this, allegations are rife that the oil revenues are not being properly accounted for, even as PIAC itself is incapacitated due to inadequate funding. The chairman of Parliament's Finance Committee, James Kluchia-Vergie, however, pointed out that the situation is being addressed.
We are not getting what we are expected to get from this, simply because we have involved other people who have the technology and the technical know-how to come and do it for us. So objective is to build the capacity so that we can fully enjoy the full benefits of this without any involvement of any outsider.
I've heard some people argue that because we are not getting the required revenues from our natural resources, we should not even bother mining those things at all. So we reach that such a point that we have the capacity to go into the mining and extraction ourselves.
Again, that also comes down to having the technology to mine the oil ourselves, having the capital investment infrastructure to be able to ensure that it is we mine the gold ourselves. Until that is done, we still have to involve people. All.
And then you tie in the petroleum to the same scenario as a nation, about 10%.
We have about 13.5% carried interest. We have 5% participating interest, giving a total of 18.5%. We have a royalty of about 6%. That gives you about 24%. Then we have a corporate income tax of 35%. Now, if you work out all this and put it together, we are taking about 50-51%.
The next question is, then, are we making good use of this revenue? Are we able
of course
to account for?
Of course.
Because the other time, some civil societies are raising issues that some monies are missing. You can't find some.
Go. That is not right. People should not just concur stories. We have a Petroleum Revenue Management Act, which controls the use of petroleum revenue. And the law is there. That is why we have the Public Interest and Accountability Committee.
And they also raise concerns. They are not being funded, so they can't even do the
work. That is why we have amended the law. I've just told you today that we have amended the law. Now we are providing for their funding as part of the ABF. So fine, they can have concern about the application of the funds, but it doesn't mean that money cannot be accounted for. That is not the case. I disagree with them. That is not the case. I disagree with them. Because I, as the chairman of the Finance Committee, I have the opportunity of looking to the reports. So we sat down and reconciled everything. So that is, why are they coming out with saying that about $600 million cannot be accounted for? It is not true. It is total lie.
The course is aimed at improving the capacities of civil society groups, the media, parliament and government agencies to ensure strong fiscal responsibilities and macroeconomic planning to maximize people's participation. It also aims at reducing inequalities and ensure that natural resources are used in an environmentally sustainable manner. This year's course is being attended by 45 participants from Ghana, Nigeria, Tanzania, Kenya and Zimbabwe, among others.